ladies and gentlemen, on this wet and windy Tuesday evening, where we're having it large in the studio with the Liquidise.
We're going to be here for 2 hours of alternative tunes based on news stories that have been posted on the Facebook page throughout the week. I'm Charlotte.
I'm John.
And we're blasting out of Semaphore in the traditional lands of the Kaurna people in the western suburbs of Adelaide.
And we've got a whole hodgepodge of tunes for you tonight. All on, based on sort of randomly selected news stories that have been contributed to the show by our lovely listeners. You lovely lot out there.
I'm sorry, you sounded like you were half asleep. We were doing so well.
I nodded off mid-sentence. I've been boring myself to sleep.
The show will not be boring, though. There's lots of funny stories and there's lots of good tunes, so let's kick it off.
Hang around.
What's persuasive? From 9 to 5, I know it's vacant, you bitch. Dreams of living life like rappers do. Back when condom rappers wasn't cool.
They wasn't cool.
I fucked Shireen and went to tell my bros.
Then
Usher Raymond let it burn came on.
That burn came on.
I saw Saul and I taught rhyming, you bitch. Park the car, then we start rhyming, you bitch.
The only thing
we had to free our mind.
Free our mind.
Freeze that verse when we see dollar signs.
See dollar signs.
You looking like an easy come up, you bitch.
A silver spoon,
I know you come from, you bitch. And that's a lifestyle that we never knew. Go at a revenue for the revenue.
It go Holly Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you doing. Everybody go respect the shooter. But the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say money trees is the perfect place for shade. And that's just how I feel. Now,
down. $8 might just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might say fuck the niggas that you game with. That's just how I feel. Nah, nah, $8 might just make that lane switch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to a million and we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Dreams of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers.
Bump that new E40 at the school.
Way at the school, way at the school.
You know big ballin' with my homies. Earl Stevens had us thinking rational.
Thinking rational, that's rational.
Back to reality, we poor, ya bitch.
Ya bitch.
Another
bish.
Casualty at war, ya bitch.
Ya bitch.
Two bullets in my Uncle Tony head.
My Tony head, my Tony.
He said one day I'll be on tour, ya bitch.
Ya bitch.
That Louis burgers never be the same.
Won't be the same, won't be the
same. Louis Belder never ease that pain.
Won't ease that pain, won't ease.
But I'ma purchase when that day is jerking.
That day is jerking, day.
Pull off at churches with Pirelli skirting.
Pirelli skirting.
Gang signs out the window, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hoping all of them offend you, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
They say your hood is a pot of gold.
A pot of gold.
And we go crash it when nobody's home.
Holly Berry or Hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter. But the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun.
And I've been hustling all day, this a way, that a way, through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel, nah, nah, $8 might just fuck your main bitch, that's just how I feel, nah, $8 might say fuck the niggas that you game with, that's just how I feel, nah, nah. $8 might just make that lane switch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to a million and we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Be the last one out to get the stove. No way, love one of you bucket headed hoes. No way, hit the streets and we break the code. No way, hit the brakes when they on patrol. No way, be the last one out to get the stove.
Rock up in them projects where them niggas pick your pockets. Santa Claus don't miss them stockings. Liquor spilling, pistols popping, baking soda, Yola whipping. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just domed a nigga. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with cocaine residue. Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta put five for my dog and them. Get the fuck up out my way, bitch. Got that drum and I got them bands just like a parade, bitch. Drop that work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do tell the truth, this the last time you might see my ass. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, them serpents lurking blood. Bitches selling pussy, niggas selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
Holly Berry or Hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter. But the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day. This a way, that a way. Through canals and alleyways. Just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade. And that's just how I feel.
Kendrick, just bring my car back, man. I called in for another appointment. I figured you weren't going to be back here on time anyway. Look. I just want to get out the house, man. This man is on one. He feeling good. And a motherfucker. Shit, I'm trying to get my thing going, too. I'm going to Maryland house. Just bring my car back. Shit, he made it. He's feeling good. Look, listen to him.
You got a big old fat ass, girl. Girl, I want your body. I want your body. Because of that big old fat ass, girl.
See, as hell. Shit, he ain't even tripping off them dominoes no more. Just bring the car back.
Did somebody say domino?
Money, money, money. Roots of all evil. Money, money, money. Roots of all evil. One for the Oscars, I shelter me name. One for the job, cause I'm money, me name. One for the money, 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 at the roots of all evil. Money, 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 roots of all evil. So me check up with the music, cause it they in on me blood. And I do the music, they that keep me on the street and narrow. Money, man, you know the score. Money, 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 it's a body for. Money, 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 and it's a body for.
First story of the week suggested by Mandy, as most of our stories have been this week. Mandy the News Hound, which is a new nice little name.
Mandy the
News Hound Smith. Australian Federal Police have asked, have you misplaced a lazy $1.6 million in cash? We're looking for the person that left this sum of money behind at a property in Wetherill Park, New South Wales. Our officers were at a warehouse investigating a suspected drug importation when they found this stash of cash. We've kicked off a court process to have it listed as unclaimed cash, but if you reckon this cash is yours, we'd be very keen to speak with you. So there you go. You can phone crime if that's your money in New South Wales. Give Crime Stoppers a call at 1-800-333-000.
So first up, relating to that story, then we had Cashing In from the Voices of East Harlem. We had Money Trees featuring J-Rock from Kendrick Lamar. Sorry, I was just kind of like, whoa. Money Pain. So Pain being the artist, Propaganda and Information Network, and their tune, Money.
Yeah, fantastic. So you're listening to The Liquidizer on radioactiveinternational.org. And the good news is that we've started getting those shows up on Radioactive International. We're chipping away at the back catalogue slowly to get those shows up for your listening pleasure. You lucky people.
You lucky people.
You lucky people.
So every week people post stories about... new stories on the Facebook page. And then we... rant about things, talk about them, play tunes about them. Oh, just wanted to say thank you to Dave and Emma for the last 2 hours of Trash and Treasure. And yeah, we got lots in store for you tonight. There probably will be some swears and challenging concept throughout tonight. So the next story.
Oh, it's from a Murdoch rag I've just seen. But it was all over the news last week that an unmarked box of shotguns was delivered to Adelaide Women's Prison by mistake.
Now, anybody who knows me knows that I talk about prisons a lot. It is my thing. I work in prisons and I do stuff with criminalised people to address the problems that got them there in the first place and support them to stay out of prison. And one of the things that does my head in and that I write a lot about is how the media just completely perpetuates this idea of prisoners as dangerous and just scary bad people, when actually the reasons why people are in prison are a lot more complex than that. And the original story that was posted up on this when it came out last week was guns meters from prisoners, as if all the women were going to go wild and grab all the guns and shoot everybody.
Straight shotguns within prisoners' reach. See, they've changed it on the actual article now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was just such an offensive, scaremongering thing. Because actually, what happened was that the delivery people delivered the guns to the wrong place.
Gun! What you doing? Talking about gun, you know, like we? We are the original rude boy in the country. No more tall gun. Small gun, big gun, all right, call him on. All my time about gun and them don't know it like we. Can we a road boy in the country? All my time about gun, them don't know it like we. Can we a road boy in the country? Yeah, you know, you see the one pop that a yard gun and you see the 2-2 that a small gun and you see the 3-8 a DC gun and at the same time a road boy gun and you see the 4-5 a cowboy gun and at the same time a bad boy gun and the 16 eradication gun and the Magnum a Clint Eastwood gun and SLR a soldier man gun and the Winchester a Indian gun and the One World a gun and Ninja Man one and you see the Bama Cutty ranking gun and we come a dance come to tear the place down. All my tabo gun them no know it like me, can we a rude boy in a the country. All my tabo gun and them no know it like me, can we a rude boy in a the country. Yeah, you know me do what you name sound of the gun, me tell them about the M1 well the Capian land, me tell them about the M2 well the Cassivio, me tell them about the M3 well the Cativali, me tell them about the M4 well the Capodmo, me tell them about the M5 out of standpipe, me tell them about the Matic in a me district, me tell them about me gun where the angle where brown and that the lick out of August town and that the lick in a Spanish town and some of the time it they don't array town and about the enforcer, don't a reamer. Me tell them about the 38. Well, the cut a me gator. Listen. listen, Captain Bucky cannot shape me a ship. Yeah, you know? You see the one pop that a yard gun, yes. And you see the 2-2 that a small gun, yes. And you see the 3-8 a DC gun, yes. And at the same time a road boy gun, yes. And you see the 4-5 a bad boy gun, yes. And at the same time a cowboy gun, yes. And the 16 a radication gun, yes. And the Magnum a Clint Eastwood gun, yes. And the SLR a soldier man gun, yes. And the Winchester a Indian gun, and one roll a gun a ninja man one, and you see the bomber cut the ranking gun, and enough of them come a talk about gun. Me tell them all matter about gun, them no know it like we, cause we a road boy in a the country. Yeah, you know all matter about gun, and them no know it like we, cause we a road boy in a the country. Now as a teeny weeny beeny weeny little youth, me main ambition was for learn how to shoot. Get me sling shot and shoot through a ripe breadfruit. I saw them get finished, send me a one dangerous youth. Now we come a dance them about one salute. Listen, Captain Bucky, my the dangerous youth. Me tell them, me do a tune name sound and they gun. Me tell them, bout the M1 well, it can land. Me tell them, bout the M2 well, it can see view. Me tell them, bout the M3 well, it can tivoli. Me tell them, bout the M4 well, it can port more. Me tell them, bout the M5 well, it can stand pipe. Me tell them, bout the Matic in a me district. Me tell them, bout the M7 well, down a jungle. Me tell them, bout me gun.
Brother man nowadays living in the ghetto, where the danger's sure not real. Well, when he's out late at night, if he's got his head on right, well, I lay you 9 to 5, he's walking with steel. Brother man say he's afraid of gangsters, messing with people just for fun. He don't want to be next, he got a family to protect. So just last week he bought himself a gun. Everybody got a pistol, everybody got a 45. And the philosophy seemed to be, at least as near as I can see, when the other folks give up theirs, I give up mine. This is a violent civilization. Civilization where I am. Every channel that I stop on got a different kind of cop on it. They're chilling up by the mayor's for Uncle Sam, but Saturday night just ain't that special. Yeah, I got the Constitution on the run. Cause even though we got the right to defend our home, everybody got a 45. And the philosophy seemed to be, at least as near as I can see, when other folks give up, or give up, or give up, I give up, I give up.
fantastic, the wonderful Gil Scott-Heron. I ran out of... They're pretty poor epithets, really, to
they
stick
were,
up. Fantastic and wonderful.
They
the
don't
genius,
really do...
The godlike genius that is that was Gil Scott-Heron.
That's more like it. Godlike genius. I
from
like that.
From Reflections, Gun. One of the best... Or if not, probably... excuse me. The best anti-gun song in the world ever. And before that, Captain Barkey with the best pro-gun song in the world ever. For all those... Lady prisoners over there in Adelaide Women's Prison who were in with arms who had guns, a box of guns within arm's reach.
And they were
according
just,
to the, yes, the bloody
Murdoch, obviously.
Murdoch.
So if you want some more sort of actual real and accurate information about issues relating to women in prison and the challenges that they face when they are coming back out into the community, then you can do no better than to listen to Radio Seeds right here Friday. That's this Friday at 3 p.m. where they will be presenting a special NAIDOC Week show focusing on the music for NAIDOC Week and reporting back from the Reintegration Puzzle Conference in Sydney last week.
Thank you very much for that. I wasn't expecting that.
Were you not? No, what were you expecting?
Going to the next story. Another week, another bird diving at your head story. Another difficultly behaved bird story. It's funny, these you don't realise how many... How much newsprint, what they call column inches, birds actually take up. And this is from BBC News. In the US and Canada, Canuck the Crows attacks... Canuck the Crows?
So Canuck is
the Crows
name.
Attacks halt Vancouver mail delivery.
So there's this one particular crow who has a name, Canuck, and he attacked... The postal worker with a knife.
No, he stole the knife. They stopped the mail deliveries because he attacks the workers. That's fine. But he stole the knife from a crime scene.
No way. Yeah. He's a naughty bird,
and he's
isn't
got
he?
This little ankle bracelet on that looks like he's on home detention.
Oh, my word.
Because they tagged him, the naughty little bugger.
And he's got a knife in his beak. And, see, even more.
I've got to say, you know, I used to be a postman at one time and... never got attacked by birds. You just get attacked by dogs occasionally. But you'd go to a housing estate in East London, there was quite a few on my walks. And if there's a dog loose, which there often was, I'd post all my letters back to myself and go home. Because that was what you're allowed to do. Couldn't wait to see a dog.
You'd run into the jaws of a dog.
Hear a bit of barking in the distance. Oh, going home.
Oh, you are terrible.
That was the rules. Only playing by the rules.
Oh, dear. Mm.
For Canuck the Crow. Were you going to say something, my dear? No? This is Ice Cream for Crow.
It's so hot. Looks like you have 3 weeks cold. The moon's so full. What? Something. The moon was a stone's throw. Stop the show. I need to say hello to the crow.
Like the fire piano.
The moon showed up and it started the show. Tonight there'd be crow. Ice cream by night, sun cream by day.
Ice cream by night, ice cream by day.
name Stable.
Ice cream on clothes.
Crow
pants a scarecrow.
Crow
dance a ho-ho.
Crow
dance a panda.
Scarecrow,
you answer.
Beefheart for Canuck the Naughty Crow. Ice cream for Crow. That's a great record. I love that album.
We don't play enough Captain Beefheart, really, do we?
It's always tempered a little bit for me, though, that knowing that what's his name played guitar on it.
Who?
Oh, that bloke who does the sort of soft stolen blues kind of stuff. Oh, I think of what
Eric
your name
Clapton.
Is. No, it's the American. It's the American Eric Clapton, really.
No idea.
Ah, oh, what's his name?
Never mind. We'll find out. If you are listening, then let us know if you're out there by joining in the conversation on the Facebook page, The Liquidizer. We are here with you until 10 o'clock this evening on Community Radio, and you can listen to back issues of the show on Radioactive International, where we're pretty much up to date with them all. People post interesting stories, including some bloke who drove into something to do with the Ten Commandments. But you've got
the monument. It is a protest in against. This is just a story posted up by Fanula. This is from arstechnica.com. Don't know what that is all about. But a bloke in Arkansas, in Little Rock, the government had put up a monument to the Ten Commandments, and he knocked it down in his vehicle as a protest against for the church, the separation of church and state. Only to be applauded, I think.
Well, yes.
With the Ten Commandments, hewn on a tablet, took the bitterest pill. It's the 10 crack commandments. Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, and my hustling niggas. Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas. I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to the shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass stuck up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your highness. I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mom's set that ass up, properly gassed up. Hoodie the masked up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You think a crackhead paying you back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting bags, stay the fuck from police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell snow. Follow these rules, you'll have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizza.
So, three tunes, all for the man who drove his motor through the Ten Commandments monument in a protest about the separation of church and state. There's a picture of him there after he's been nicked, and he looks very pleased with himself. As well he might be, I suppose.
Right here in Adelaide's Victoria Square on July 9, 1971... the Aboriginal flag was first flown. Indigenous artist Harold Thomas designed the flag to symbolise Aboriginal identity. Red represents the red earth, the relationship to the land. The yellow circle represents the sun, giver of life. And the black represents the Aboriginal people. The Aboriginal community nationally adopted the flag in 1972. When the flag was first raised at the Tent Embassy outside Old Parliament House in Canberra. But it wasn't until 1995 that the Australian government finally recognised the Aboriginal flag as an Australian flag.
You've changed your ways, our laws, our land. That's something we can't understand. Black and white.
So to celebrate NAIDOC Week, the City of Port Adelaide Enfield Libraries are running a whole host of free events all week. So on Wednesday, because you've missed Monday and Tuesday, on Wednesday at Enfield, there's an Aboriginal art workshop with local artist Janet Millera, and make a boomerang to take home. There's Aboriginal artefacts and history on display in the Port Adelaide branch of the library. And there's storytelling, face painting, dancing and traditional painting for preschoolers aged 3 to 6 in the mornings on Wednesday at Enfield, Thursday at Semaphore and Friday at Greenacres. So lots going on to celebrate NAIDOC Week in the City of Port Adelaide Enfield Council.
And we didn't back announce what those songs were. We heard before that New Model Army with the Ten Commandments from B-Sides and Abandoned Tracts. And I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Maybe New Model Army.
I should get myself a pair of clogs.
That is freaky. I don't know how to take that.
In the middle there, Notorious B.I.G. with Ten Crack Commandments.
And finally, Breaking the Law from Judas Priest, which I can... I love Judas Priest.
I once read... some years ago, a Reddit post on someone was asking for business. What advice can you give me? Can people give me on starting a new business, a small business? And the best answer was someone said, go away, listen to B.I.G.'s 10 Crack Commandments. Everything you need to know about starting a small business is in encapsulated in that song. And I just listened to it with the small businessmen in mind. And yes, it is.
I wish I'd have known that before.
See, supporting the local business community.
Through Notorious B.I.G. you do know, we've already said this, so it would be great if you could get in touch with us. It's really quiet out there in Liquidizer land. The Facebook page, The Liquidizer, just tell us if you like the tunes and or if you've seen any funny stories throughout the week, like this one.
I don't know how funny this is. If you've got children in the room, you might want to ask them to put their hands over their ears. This is from the Belfast Telegraph. Blind Tyrone man caught in cattle barn with a rubber glove and a broom shaft.
I don't think we need to go into any more detail than that, really.
It's just as well, because they want me to do a survey before I can read it. And there we go. I'm reading.
Don't worry.
Anthony Morris of Bradkeel Road in Plumbridge was found guilty of intending to cause damage to cattle and theft following a one-day trial.
It seems like a cut-and-dry case to me.
His defence was that his balaclava made from the leg of an old tracksuit bottoms was a face warmer he'd lifted by mistake instead of a woolen cap. The wooden shaft was to help him keep his balance because the medications made him feel dizzy. The rubber glove was already in the body warmer and he used it to clean fungi out of a water barrel. And he always carries a knife to open food for his 17 cats.
I'm gonna get up in the morning,
telephone every town I know. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. If I can't find in West Helena, she must be in East Monroe, I know. I don't want no woman won't let a downtown man she me. She's a no good Tony. They shouldn't lie on the street.
Tina Turner, Dust My Broom, and before that, Robert Johnson with I Believe I'll Dust My Broom for the Tyrone, County Tyrone man who was caught in a barn with a broom handle and the rubber glove.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't snigger. Sniggering doesn't make good radio. So, yeah, those were the songs. Is it time to get on with the rest of the songs, or should I just tell the lovely listeners what kind of things are happening?
Tell them. Let them know.
So Saturday, there's a great gig on at Animal House that we will sadly be missing, and it's the debut of Dana Fairbanks. Dana Fairbanks?
Dana, I think.
Some other bands, Bog, Apteria and Cordell. So that's at Animal House on Saturday. And then the following Friday, the 14th, I'm massively excited because The Wedding Present are coming to Adelaide and they're going to be playing at The Jade. So tickets are still on sale. That's Friday the 14th of July.
And you missed Salvation at the downstairs at the German Club this Saturday.
That's this Saturday that we're going to miss as well.
Yes, we're missing it all because we're off to Sydney.
That's just rubbish, isn't it, that we miss everything. So that's going to be really good. And then on the following Saturday, on the 15th of July, is our reggae versus... I always say versus. It's not versus. No. There's no battle going on. It's reggae got soul. It's all about love. There's no battling and it's all about dancing. And that's at the Brick City Bar from 7 p.m. on Saturday. It's free in. It's all vinyl. Even I'm going to be having to go on the decks. says John, looking very pale and weakened by the thought of me throwing the reg roof.
Be there or don't be there.
But either way, we'll have a nice time.
I must hold my hands up and apologise to any Captain Beefheart people out there. Because Rykuda was who I was trying to think of, the terribly bland American guitarist, who he did play on Safe as Milk, but didn't play on Ice Cream for Crow. Because I know we'll get letters, we'll get flooded with letters
we
if
will.
I didn't clear that up.
We will.
Yeah. Next story, it says owners, this is from the Lad Bible, who I usually avoid like the plague, I've got to say, because it's always rubbish. Owner hilariously changed his name of shop after supermarket stepped in.
Story. Well,
so
it's
this
not-
is Stockton and Tees in Cheshire in the UK. For those who don't know, there's a UK supermarket chain like Woolworths. Called Sainsbury's, and this bloke's a Sikh, his name's Singh, and so he calls it Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's have then threatened him with legal action because he's copied their sign.
Well, it's not copied their sign, he's used the same colour scheme. It's not even the same logo. It's just the similar because in a twist, it is just really stupid.
So he's changed the name of his shop to something similar to another supermarket chain called Morrison's. His shop is now called Morrising's. So there we go. Maybe it is hilarious after all.
I think it's brilliant.
So good on you, mate. Keep sticking it to the big corporations. Sorry about this pun, mate, as well.
Doesn't matter.